host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Very excited to welcome our guest today, Courtney Zaleski. She's the Chief Brand Officer at Embark. Courtney, great to have you on the show.
Hey, Jeff. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
For everybody that's tuning in, you might have heard Embark a few weeks ago. They're a California cannabis retailer. We had Dustin and Lauren on. You know, we really talked to them about the business. And today we have Courtney, who's really running brand. So we're going to talk all about brand and marketing and all that great stuff. Obviously, Courtney has an incredible background. She's one of the OGs of the cannabis space all the way back to 2015 when she was at Lowell Herb. She's a founder and partner of Cannabis Cafe, which is, if you haven't heard about it, you literally can go and eat and also enjoy recreational cannabis. She's also the co-founder of Studio Good. And of course, today, Chief Brand Officer at Embark. So great background, Court. And, you know, I think let's kind of kick off the show and, you know, talk a little bit about really, you know, what you've done to date. I think obviously, you know, your creative studio sounds incredible, Studio Good. So talk to us a little bit about that. And then, you know, before we even talk about Embark and all the great things you're doing over there, it'd be great, you know, to get your viewpoint also on, you know, you've been in this space more than most people. How has everything gone the last almost decade being in cannabis?
I mean, it's been crazy, right? I got into cannabis in about 2014, 2015. My background, you know, is in design, but all types of design, from print, you know, books and magazines to digital products, designing, you know, consumer tech products. And I was really, I think, just burnt out in the tech space. And as a cannabis consumer, right, I saw this opportunity to not only do something new, but just be, I don't know, it was just very inspiring to try something new, right? And get an opportunity to kind of take all of these lessons and things that I've learned in the past and apply it to something that I love. You know, and so over the last couple of years, even, I feel like every day there's something new in cannabis. You know, it's constantly changing. Change is so fast. But building brands in this space is, it's tough. It's like, it's really, really tough.
Well, I think especially on the brand side, you know, with loyalty, right? So people trying different products, especially for something that's relatively new, you don't have that kind of, oh, I must have this brand. It's getting there, right? But there's still a lot of people who are like, oh, I'll just go to that dispensary. Or if I'm traveling, I'll go to another dispensary. And I think that's one of the most important roles for, you know, folks like you too, of really creating that stickiness so that people continue to keep coming back and fall in love with your brand, right? You know, I was looking at your background and, you know, I had so many questions for you as far as the Cannabis Cafe, because like that basically was the first place in the US where you could actually order food and consume cannabis in a public space. And so I think even for something like that, you know, what were some of the challenges that you faced to even opening up the cafe, right? That's like something you don't see all the time.
I mean, literally everything that you could think of was a challenge. And then, you know, and then some. You know, I think that that was a process that took a very long time. You know, I think that we were met with a lot. Every person that we would talk to about this was saying, no, no, impossible, crazy idea. Right. And that, I think, was, you know, a big motivation to make sure that we saw it through. And we did. You know, we were the first one to open and we had an incredible run of 6 months, and then COVID happened. You know, and that was devastating, you know. So the cafe has been closed, you know, since March of 2020. And it's sad, it's heartbreaking. But, you know, I think that what we set out to do with the cafe was to create an experience that was familiar and approachable and was like going into a regular restaurant, right? You sat down, you got to order your food, and there just so happens to be a bong on your table as well, you know, and the world didn't end, right? Like nothing bad happened. I think that it was one of those ways, just like we're all trying to do in this industry to destigmatize this plant. It was such an incredible way to show people in the world, you know, how this could be done in a responsible way, right? In a way that has a good style, is true, I think, to the culture, right? It wasn't fancy. It was really for everyone. So, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, we're hopefully going to reboot the cafe soon, but I think that there's plenty of others that are going to be doing this and interested and excited to see, you know, how consumption changes.
Now, Court, is there like, is it only for like smoking or is it also, is there any food that is infused with THC at all or no?
So we originally wanted to do infused food, but that was something that the city and the state, you know, didn't allow. So no infused food, but we did have, you know, kind of a workaround, right? There were these THC capsules. And so you would order your food. And if you wanted to infuse it, you could do it yourself. I forget the name of the product, but it was really amazing because you couldn't taste it, right? And it had relatively a quick onset. So you could, you know, put it in your ranch dressing and dip your French fries and get a little high going from that.
Love it. So let's talk a little bit about Embark. So you're now the chief brand officer. So what exactly does that entail?
So right now, I mean, I'm leading all creative. And really trying to, you know, so it's design, it's marketing, but you know, trying to establish what the company's point of view is and make sure that that's evident through every touch point. You know, I think that that's what really makes a brand strong and resonate with people. And it's tough in this industry with all of the marketing regulations that we have. You know, you can't actually be as transparent as forward as you could, you know, in your messaging, you know, just advertising as an example, like we're not allowed to use the word cannabis. We're not allowed to sometimes even say dispensary, you know, so that's a huge challenge.
It certainly is. And so, you know, I think for, you know, also you guys are doing some kind of different things than most people, right? I think one Embark, you guys have like almost this bodega like shopping experience, right? And so I'm sure that kind of falls under, you know, your purview as well from a brand. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, the experience that you're curating and really that really makes you guys stand out from a lot of other folks in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, part of this is how do you create, whether it's through the brand, you know, an actual experience, something that is truly approachable, you know, for everyone. And I think the, you know, the thinking behind this is that sometimes when you go into a dispensary, it's a little intimidating, right? To have to go up to a counter and have that one-on-one conversation. Sometimes that's actually very beneficial, but being able to walk in, freely explore, you know, kind of touch products on your own, at your own pace, your own terms, that's something that's new. You know, and it feels natural and it really kind of empowers you as the consumer to take your time and then go and ask, you know, the guides. We of course have guides that are readily available, you know, always there, but it really gives a little bit more control to the consumer.
Now you guys are also doing lots of events. And I know we talked a little bit about this with Lauren and Dustin, but talk to us a little bit about some of, you know, the company's work in events. And, you know, I would say one of the biggest challenges, I think for all of us too, was really how to navigate those events during COVID. And now that we're kind of coming out of this pandemic, but how did that impact you guys?
I mean, I think that that's, you know, again, it's like part of this larger, you know, focus of everyone in the industry to destigmatize what we're doing, right? Make cannabis normal. We stand for, you know, at Embark, it's community, culture, cannabis. And culture for us is, it's, you know, it's not only cannabis culture, it's our internal like team culture, but it's also pop culture, it's music, it's movies, it's, you know, all of these things that have, you know, a true connection to cannabis and creativity. And so events is like a natural progression. It's like we have beer gardens, you know, we have these places where you can go and whether it's an art museum, right? It's a concert, movie theaters, Disneyland, like you can drink alcohol at all of these places. Cannabis is the next, right? Like that's the next thing. And so I think that, you know, with last year's Grasslands, it was incredible, you know, for being one of the first and largest events out of COVID, it was amazing. And I think it was needed, you know, for the community.
I agree. I mean, I think from a, you know, just looking at everybody in the last couple of years, it's been very challenging, right? I think you have the travel and hospitality industry that took a big hit. You have even the beverages market, right? Even alcoholic beverages. It's like no one was going to bars. No one was hanging out with their friends because they were all in quarantine. And now things are really starting to come back and people are more comfortable. And, you know, it's kind of nice. Like people are really, they're craving that human connection again, right? Because it's been, what are we on? This is now the third year, right? Going into COVID. And it seems like it's been a decade, right? Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Like it's been it feels like a long time since people did. We used to see each other all the time with like events and seminars and programs and networking opportunities. And it's just like things are now starting to come back, but it really does seem like, you know, I remember a couple of weeks ago I was at an event and I haven't seen some people that were there I haven't seen in probably 4 or 5 years, you know, kind of pre-COVID and post-COVID. And I was like, oh my God, they're old now. Some people really aged, you know?
Might be one of them. Like, I think the stress of like COVID, you know, I mean, it took a lot out of everyone, you know, it was really, you know, it was a lot. It was obviously unexpected, you know, and yeah, I think that so many different industries, you know, people, small business owners, you know, suffered through this and, you know, now that we're really kind of coming out of it, in some ways it feels a little unusual, right, to start meeting up with people after so long of not seeing them. But we're craving that. You know, I think that we, you know, we're human. We want community. We crave that connection, you know, and finding people, you know, like our tribe. So yeah, I think events like with Embark, that's the next big thing.
Totally. You know, it's funny. I think the very first guest that I had on the show was Lisa Hurwitz when she was at Grassroots before it was acquired by Curaleaf. And we recorded, it was literally about 2 years and a few months ago, right? Mm-hmm. Pre-COVID. And, you know, I used to do these quick fire questions. And one of the questions I asked Lisa, I'm like, what would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse? And, or I said, how would you do in a zombie apocalypse? And then we like pushed the podcast out 2 weeks later, but then COVID had already began, you know, when everyone's in quarantine. And it was just very weird because I just had her back on the show a couple months ago. And it was, you know, the last 2 years, it just, you know, like I was saying, it seems like such a crazy, everybody just like lost sense of time. So it's good that everyone's, you know, starting to get back out there again. But Courtney, I think too, like on the flip side, and we've talked about this on the show, but like, COVID also helped really accelerate cannabis, right? And like destigmatize cannabis even more than it was, right? So I think there are some good things that have come out of this.
For sure. I mean, it was, you know, deemed an essential business. That was incredible, right? For Embark, it was really interesting, right? We opened up the first store in the middle of COVID. And that was a challenge. Like that was a challenge, you know, operationally, but also from a, you know, brand and marketing perspective, you know, yes, appreciating all of the other restrictions that we have when we're trying to get the word out right in a compliant way. But, you know, getting people to come into a physical store at peak COVID, I mean, we did well, but it was a big challenge.
Well, yeah, I think also, you know, kind of changing the way that people also interact with the brand, right? Doing curbside pickup, things that are different, right? I think everybody just had to really move very quickly to adopt kind of new policies and you know, keep people safe and healthy. And, you know, it's pretty amazing how many people had, not just in the cannabis space, but the entire world really kind of moving into new ways of doing business. Like look at restaurants too, building out these, you know, structures outside and then changing their whole way that they do business. And, you know, I think it was obviously a very challenging time for a lot of people, but we also learned a lot, right? And we learned how to navigate very, very different times. So, you know, anything that you could maybe, you know, talk to us about as far as, you know, I think at least for when it comes to Embark, you guys are doing incredible stuff on, you know, inclusion and diversity. And I know that you guys donate, you know, about 50% of the shelf space in the stores, especially, you know, for diversity in the industry. I know you guys also donate back. Talk to us a little bit more about your corporate social responsibility initiatives.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, you know, Lauren and Dustin, I know, touched on this in their interview with you. That is core to who Embark is. It's not a gimmick. It's right. Like this company truly wants to do good. And in each location that we operate, we give 1% back to the community. You know, and that's each location has a community advisory board to ensure, you know, what we're doing and how these funds are allocated are, you know, in the appropriate way. So I think that that is, you know, obviously one thing being, you know, having presence in the community at local events, but then also giving, you know, democratizing shelf space, right? Making it as a brand right now in cannabis is, it's expensive. It's competitive, right? And everyone is trying to fight for the same thing, which is shelf space. That's what every single person wants. And there are a lot of smaller brands that are out there that are, one, they have, you know, incredible flower or, you know, just product. They have a great brand, great aesthetic, right? They stand for something, but they're struggling because they maybe don't have the distribution, right? Or they don't have the operations. And so I think that that's part of what we're, you know, really trying to do with the brands that we curate. We have an incredible buyer, you know, that has amazing taste, but is also able to, you know, identify these other brands that maybe are not as well known.
Yeah. Now, from an expansion perspective, I know that you guys also are, I think you're opening up or opened up your fourth store in Fairfield, correct?
Yeah, we just opened, I think we're on week three. We opened in Fairfield. So now we have four stores, going to be more on the way. I mean, this company is growing. Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. We had crazy deals. You know, we wanted to get the community pumped up and, you know, get everything off to a good start. And it's great. I mean, we're the first dispensary that is in Fairfield. So that feels good.
I love it. So, you know, before we break, any thoughts on 2022? Like, you know, could be where you guys, you know, hope to be at the end of the year. Any big things you see coming? Obviously, I think we're starting to come out of what appears to be the end of the pandemic, I hope, assuming that we have no more variants coming through, but like things are looking good. So anything that you're really looking forward to this year, or even some goals that you're like, this is what I'm hoping to accomplish in 2022.
I think, you know, it's bringing people, like having, you know, a better, whether it's in-store or collaborative, like activations with our brands, right? Doing things in person. We're just starting demos again, you know, and I know that sounds kind of silly, but like that is awesome. And our, you know, customers love that, right? That educational in-person component is such a big part of, you know, cannabis and just making sure that everyone understands what makes brands or products different and right for them. So I think that the in-person experience, obviously events, you know, and, you know, maybe a consumer brand from Embark. I'm not sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, listen, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and it was great having Lauren and Dustin. So I feel like the whole family's been on now. You know, listen, I think you guys are doing amazing work, and, you know, kudos to you guys and, you know, all the things you're doing around giving back and diversity. I love it. But yeah, Courtney Zaleski, Chief Brand Officer for Embark. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.